What can you do to help the environment? Ninth grade students at Aspen High School researched environmental issues and want you to help the planet.
As you may know, GMOs are becoming an integral part of the modern agricultural industry. According to the Center for Food Safety, upwards of 75% of processed foods contain GMOs.
GMOs are not inherently dangerous, and in many cases have helped save many foods from disease and blight, such as when the entire Hawaiian-based papaya population was at risk from extinction in the 1990s.
Thanks to GMOs, the industry was saved by the genetic modification of papayas, as documented by the Cornell Alliance for Science, giving them immunity from the deadly ring spot virus that posed such a danger. However, there is a downside.
The problem is with GMOs that are made to be pesticide resistant. Industrial farms commonly douse their crops with pesticides that will leak into the water, causing multiple diseases and birth defects.
As discussed in the movie The True Cost, pesticides have been known to pollute underground water supplies and rivers, leaving lasting damage to affected ecosystems.
However, there are some solutions.
The easiest way of preventing the misuse of pesticide-resistant GMOs and pesticides is to avoid eating food made using GMOs.
Other ways include supporting companies and legislation that are against pesticide and herbicide-resistant GMOs.
You can also write to your local representative about banning specific GMOs that use an excessive amount of pesticides.
Likewise, you can petition for regulations on the amount of pesticides a farm can use.
To learn more about this issue, visit nongmoproject.org and the Cornell Alliance for Science website.
This has been a collaboration between Aspen High School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK. Support for this project comes from the Colorado River District.